We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, what a Thursday. Evan and Tiki on The Fan. We will hear from Bad Tiki coming up at 4:30. I have officially won the bathroom padding story. We have an update on Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge, but we start with something that came out in the last hour that tells us everything we need to know. Yesterday, late in the show, Tiki and I were sitting here when CNN came out with their report that Aaron Rodgers privately had these opinions on Sandy Hook. And last night, I thought about it, and I thought long and hard. As a sports fan and as a fan of politics, which I do love, I said to myself, the sports athlete, the quarterback, doesn't need to respond to that story. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't have to respond to that story. But the politician does.
Potential politician.
The politician does. Right. I don't know what he is. Potential athlete, potential politician. That's what I thought. I thought that this morning. The athlete doesn't have to respond. The politician does. And at 12:48 p.m. Eastern time, we heard a response. And there was a sound that went off in my head as I read the tweet that came out from Aaron Rodgers. Here was the sound. As I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. My thoughts and prayers continue to remain with the families affected along with the entire Sandy Hook community. You don't have to believe him. That's up to you as an individual. You can say Aaron's lied to me before, I don't trust him. Or you can say I don't trust that report from CNN because it was hearsay and it was told to people, maybe off the record, a decade ago. You can believe whatever the hell you want. Here's what I believe. That man is running. Tiki, you know it. You and I are into this crap. That is a politically crafted response. That didn't come from the Jets. I don't even think it came from Aaron Rodgers. That came from the Kennedy campaign.
It's so funny when we think about the conversation that we're having on sports radio because Aaron Rodgers is involved. Now, I've said this. I said this a year plus ago. Aaron Rodgers is the master of manipulating a narrative. He is a master of getting us to talk about things that don't have anything to do with what we want to talk about when it pertains to him and the team or teams that he has played for. It's almost an unbelievable skill because it's hard to do. Mm. It's hard for an athlete to get people outside of the athletic communities, unless you're dating Taylor Swift, to give a crap about you. I'm being serious.
Yes.
To give a crap about you as a person, right? Maybe you'll do a lot of charity work, or maybe, I don't know, you have a business that does something, you know, fantastic outside of the sports arena, and some people will care about it. But to get a national audience, and certainly a New York audience, to care about something that has absolutely nothing to do with the New York Jets is masterful. And it's Aaron Rodgers at his core. It's like, does he care about the Jets? Does he care about playing football in 2024? Does he care about taking this team that is built defensively at least, and even some pieces offensively, to be a championship contender? Does he care about that at all? Or does he only care about the narratives that he can create around himself, including the potential vice presidential running mate for RFK Jr. Now, do I want to see this? I actually do.
That's because you like chaos.
I like chaos, but I also like the unprecedented. I also like the challenge that doing something that nobody has ever done is going to do. And Aaron Rodgers is, I don't know if he's actually going to do this. Some people will say this is kind of just tongue-in-cheek. Some people will say this is just RFK and Aaron Rodgers creating a narrative that makes RFK Jr.'s, presence more high-profile.
Which
I have
it has.
No idea.
Which
it
has.
Absolutely has.
1,000%.
It's already accomplished that, if that was the goal. It's already done that. But, man, if Aaron Rodgers actually becomes a running mate as a third-party candidate in the 2024 election and he also tries to play football and go to camp in spring and summer and play football games, my mind will blow.
Well, that's like, that's
it's just kind of, I can't even fathom it.
Well, that's my question. Can he do both? Because, folks, here's how I take it. As someone that loves sports, loves my football team, and I love this crap. I love presidential politics. I don't love what he was accused of thinking, obviously, but this sounds like a guy who's running. That's what that sounds like. That statement that came out in the last hour and a half doesn't just sound like a guy who's trying to cover for a very controversial opinion he may or may not have. Mm-hmm. Because Aaron Rodgers has proven throughout his career, he don't give a rat's ass what you think.
Right.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care how controversially it is. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. He's a quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Now he's the quarterback of the New York Jets. Where it matters and where it changes is when you're running for office. Because when you're running for office, everything you've done, everything you've said, everything you've thought, it's under a microscope. And by the way, rightfully so.
Right.
Because as unrealistic as it may sound, oh, it's third party, he couldn't win. He's running, if he is running, to be a heartbeat away from the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in American history, when you're a heartbeat away from the presidency and the guy above you's name is Kennedy, you become president.
Right.
So, okay? So it matters everything you think, say, or accused of. That response, as crazy as it may sound to everybody listening, that response is candidate Rodgers. That's not quarterback Rodgers. That's candidate Rodgers. So my question I'm trying to figure out on my own as a Jet fan and as a fan of politics.
Yes.
And you need to figure out as Tiki freaking Barber is, is he really going to try to do both, and can this happen?
Do I think he's going to try to do both? Yes, I do. Because this is what Aaron Rodgers does. And it's so funny because I think back to 2 days ago when our show's, literally about to end. Like, we're genuflecting. We're just kind of, like, beating it around, getting to the 6 o'clock hour, waiting for Loogie's Lug Hour to come on. And Sean says this is the most Jet Evan Roberts obsessive story that's ever been thrown out, put out, ever. Right? Nothing's ever going to match it. And he tells us that RFK Jr. is potentially tapping Aaron Rodgers to be his VP. And it's just kind of like, I didn't believe it. There's no way.
Anybody believe it when you first heard it?
But what Sean was implying was only the Jets, right? Only Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Oh, that's the only person, only team that this would happen to. Think about what the Jets' expectation was a year ago. And this year, obviously, it's probably a tick less because it's coming back from the injury, and we don't know. He's 40 years old. But it's still like we have a chance to be a Super Bowl contender.
Mm.
And the only thing that can derail it is something going awry with Aaron Rodgers. And that awryness is not an injury. It's him trying to be vice president of the United States. This could only happen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
To the Jets. Only happened to Aaron Rodgers-led Jets.
So
it's insane.
What have the Jets done?
Nothing.
They've done nothing here.
Now, look, this is not like a Jets fault. This isn't Robert Saleh's fault. This isn't Woody Johnson's fault. This isn't nobody's fault other than the fact that it's the Jets and it just seems to happen.
Yes, yes. Craziness finds the New York Jets. But right now, what have the Jets done wrong? Now, I could tell you what the Jets should do right now, the same thing I'm trying to do, which is ask the man, what's your plan, dude?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you right now, when I saw that tweet, what I saw from that was, okay, he's denying it. Mm-hmm. Great, because I don't want Aaron Rodgers to think that way.
Right. And you don't need that chaos, that negativity floating around a Jet player.
But I read it and said, that's a candidate. That's candidate Aaron Rodgers. That's not quarterback Aaron Rodgers, because quarterback Aaron Rodgers would thumb his nose at this.
Yeah.
A quarterback Aaron Rodgers would wait till he went on Pat McAfee. That's candidate Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he'd hit back at the media.
Yes,
he would say the media is there. They got their own agendas. They're doing whatever. He'd hit back at the source,
which he didn't do.
Of course he didn't.
And he has a right to, because think about when we broke this. Well, we didn't break it, but when we reacted to the breaking news story, our first reaction, I think most humans' reaction, is, "Boy, that's disgusting." Mm. And then your second reaction
yesterday's story about Sandy Hook.
Aaron Rodgers privately having these beliefs about Sandy Hook and a conspiracy. We had a natural reaction. We didn't have time to think about it, time to craft what we think. It was natural. And the natural reaction went this way. If you missed it, a little after 5 o'clock, I'm disgusted into, wait a second, how is this being reported? This is being reported because someone, he said it to somebody? And we both even looked at each other and said, yeah, I could see Aaron Rodgers believing this, which makes me sick, but is this really the way you source a story? And I think most of us have thought that way. But either way, Aaron Rodgers has denied it, but he's denied it like a candidate now. So the question I have that Robert Saleh better have the answer to, Woody Johnson, let me be perfectly honest with you. Woody Johnson has no credibility in this, because I'll get political for 1 second.
Not his fault, but he does not.
No, it's not his fault. The Democrats and the Republicans have one thing they agree on, one thing in common. They hate this. They don't like someone screwing with the system. They don't like someone like RFK trying to mess with them. And they'll all debate who he takes more votes away from. Is it going to help Trump? Is it going to help Biden? Mark my words, those two parties, they don't like this. So for anyone who thinks this is going to be a left or a right thing, it's an everything thing. And they're also going to tell you your vote doesn't count if you vote third party, which I've told you before is a lie that they all like to tell you. So Woody Johnson, whether he was a Biden guy or a Trump guy, has no credibility, because not wanting Aaron Rodgers to run may not be about his quarterback. It may be about, oh no, that may take votes away from my candidate.
Yes.
Screw both of your candidates. This is America. We deserve options. So just keep that in mind when you hear reports about Rodgers and RFK. Dude, they both hate him. Both parties hate him. So just understand that. And that annoys me, but whatever. It's a different day. Can he do both? Can Aaron Rodgers try to quarterback my team and try to be one of the architects of the greatest political upset in the history of our country? I think he's going to try.
I think he's going to try. And I honestly, I think he could run. He's not going to get elected unless something quirky and unbelievable.
It would take a massive upset, I admit. Yes.
He's not going to get elected.
Yes.
There hasn't been a third party elected to president in forever.
It's very unlikely.
It got very close with Teddy, but other than that, there hasn't been one. And so this
by
is
by the way, he meant Teddy Roosevelt, Sean, in case you were like, what does he mean by Teddy?
I thought there was a guy named Teddy Bear at one point. Okay.
Go ahead. But the reality is it's going to take a little bit of the season. And it's going to be a massive distraction from the season. But it's the Jets, and it's Aaron Rodgers.
They got to let him do
it. Isn't that par for the course?
No, they got to let him do it.
I 100% agree.
They got to let him do it. First of all,
I 100% agree.
Woody, I don't want to hear from you, okay? Because you got other reasons for not or wanting him to do it based on how you feel about this. As a Jet fan, welcome to my world. Welcome to being a Brooklyn Net fan. We have no choice. The Nets had no choice. They had to try to make it work with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And it failed, I admit that. But they had no choice. And when I would argue with people, when they would say, just blow it up, just blow it up, I'd say, if you just blow it up, what are you? Do you have a chance to make it work? And the answer is no. Look at the Nets right now. No one watched them. They got their ass kicked last night. They stink and they're irrelevant. The New York Jets' hope, best hope, only hope in this moment is to make it work with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So you may not like him. You may find it uncomfortable. You may say, this is ridiculous. He's going to run for office and try to quarterback the team. The Jets need to show some balls. Showing some balls gets you where? Where does it get you? It gets you nowhere. So the Jets are in the same position my basketball team was. If you want to win, you've made your bed, you have to lie in it, and you got to make it work. If this guy's going to try to run as a VP and quarterback at the same time, I don't love it. I'm not saying this is an ideal situation, but they have no choice.
They don't have a choice at all. They've made the deal with the devil. This is all they have to do now. But, Evan, you think he could pull this off? Come on.
Do I think he could pull what off?
Doing both?
Do I think the Jets can win the Super Bowl? Is that your question?
No, it's not even. Actually, okay. Forget the Super Bowl, because right. I can't even do that argument with you anymore. Can the Jets navigate a successful season where Aaron Rodgers' focus is definitely not 100% football? Right. Now, you want to tell me it's not whatever. There's no way you're 100% on football. This isn't running a Starbucks. We're talking about trying to run for vice president here. And now, think about all the guys for different reasons that have had a million cameras in locker rooms. From Tim Tebow, the Colin Kaepernick stuff, all of that.
No, it would be out of control.
What is the Jet locker room going to look like during a presidential race with Aaron Rodgers now with everybody's camera crews in there huddling around the locker every single day? That locker room is going to be shaky at best. Tiki fought with you earlier in the week about what the Giant locker room would have looked like if Saquon was traded.
That's right.
Is a locker room going to look like if you can't even walk around a ping pong table because there's a million cameras because your quarterback's running for vice president?
Well, Sean, you bring up an important part of this because when we think about distractions that get you talking about things other than football, it's many things. It's like, what was this guy doing? He got a DUI, or he said whatever he said to the media and it created some uproar. But if you're running for vice president, there is no escaping. You're not just saying, we're not answering that question.
Right.
Right. It's every player is going to be affected by this. Not just a couple whose lockers happen to be next to Aaron Rodgers. Yes. Every single player.
I want to answer your question with a question, because this is where I come to the conclusion, very similarly, I came to with the Nets when this discussion would happen. You're right. It's a distraction. I'm not going to deny that the locker room is going to be a zoo, and Aaron's going to be asked a lot of questions, and he's going to try to do something that's completely unprecedented. Will it work? Probably not. But does it give them their best chance to win? Yes or no?
So here's my argument. I think their best chance to win would be telling Aaron, come back to us after the election. Let's let Tyrod Taylor play. Because think about it.
I don't. How could you think that?
Because here's why.
He's going to trot a quarterback.
Evan.
What?
The Jets for the last 2 years with Zach Wilson, we talked about how great their defense was. They have playmakers and Breece Hall. And they didn't bottom out. They weren't a four-win team. Heck, they won 7 games again.
Right.
Can we all, let's say, what do you think, 10 games are going to be played by the time the election's over? I think at a minimum, the Jets with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback should be like a 4-6
team. Are they better with a distracted Aaron Rodgers or with Tyrod Taylor?
I actually think it's an honest conversation. I'm not sure they're better.
Okay, well, my answer is a distracted Aaron Rodgers. Like, this is not ideal. Okay, talking strictly as a Jet fan and not, hey, I love this campaign, I may vote for him. This is not what I'd want. It's not like I'm sitting here saying, this is great. I want Aaron Rodgers to run. This is going to be fun. I mean, it may be fun from a sports talk radio perspective.
Yeah, right.
But I'm answering the, hey, what do you do about it? If Aaron Rodgers is going to attempt, and I can't believe I'm thinking this now, I think he is.
Even if it has a negative effect on the Jets' success.
Yes, because that negative effect to me is going to be less than not having him at all.
I mean, look, when it's 6 o'clock at night and you got a big game versus the Bills and he's, you know, he may not admit
it. What do you think he's doing to prepare?
Not going through that film one extra time.
To do what?
To see what coverages the Bills are having, and that leads to an interception in a game.
Sean, what do you think he needs to do to run as vice president in a third-party ticket in which, let's be honest, because of that duopoly I mentioned, he ain't getting on any debate stage.
Again.
It's not existing. He's not debating the vice presidential candidates. He's literally going to show up at a party once a week to raise money for RFK. That's it. Which, by the way, he's been doing anyway. He's been hanging out with Kennedy anyway. They were walking dogs the other day.
There is campaigning, but there's also an addition by subtraction. All that stuff that I mentioned, the cameras, the media, the chaos, by being there, way more questions, which you would argue probably is beneficial. RFK Jr. wants him doing that. I'm just saying there's no way that you could tell me that doesn't have a negative impact on the team. And what are we talking about?
I didn't say
that.
I'm saying it's less so than not having him.
How many games worse you think in 10 games they are with a very distracted Aaron Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor?
But it's serious, though.
At the core is the question.
It's an impossible question to answer because there is no precedent for this.
I know.
Right, who has done something that is so distracting that it would affect them on game day?
Nothing. This is unbelievably uncharted territory.
Exactly. And so the bottom line is I think he's going to try to do this if he does get tapped.
If he tries to do this. Tapped.
And by the way, we know that somebody has been asked and accepted. We don't know who it is yet.
Well, based on that response, it sounds like it's him. He's sitting there down in what country did he go to?
Costa Rica.
He's in Costa Rica doing the ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
Sorry. And he's responded to this. Mm. And knowing Aaron Rodgers, as disgusted as we may be at what he's accused of thinking, he's not responding unless he wants to further the story that he's a candidate. He's literally going to take this.
He wouldn't respond like that. Right.
Even if he would respond like that, he could have also had a follow-up tweet ending all of this. By the way, I've seen the stories.
Yes.
While RFK Jr. remains a friend and, you know, I root for him in the upcoming campaign, I am not a candidate.
There is very easy opportunity for him to squash this.
The phone was out. He was tweeting, let's get everything out there right now. And he did not squash it.
Yeah. Now, why is that? Is it because he's just trying to keep the attention on him and his preferred candidate? Or are we about to witness something unprecedented in the history of sports? The New York Jets are going to be quarterbacked by a guy who's a future Hall of Famer and simultaneously a vice presidential candidate. We'll get to your calls next, 877-337-6666. Plus, based on everything that's gone on this week, between Aaron Rodgers, between Tiki Barber's feud, if you will, with Saquon Barkley, I have never been more excited for 4:30, where we will hear from the ever-controversial Bad Tiki. Plus, we mix in some baseball, an update on Aaron Judge that's concerning, and how to replace Gerrit Cole. Sometimes I wonder, wow, I rooted for a basketball team that didn't get a fair crack to win a title because of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic and a COVID vaccine mandate, and now I may not see my football team get a fair chance to win a Super Bowl because the quarterback decided he wanted to run for vice president. You start to think about that and say, yeah, it's never going to happen. I'll never see a world championship. But I ask you this, Tiki. If you're Robert Saleh and you're Joe Douglas, the two men with the power, the two men who are making the football decisions right now, and Aaron Rodgers calls you up. Where is he again? Costa Rica?
Costa Rica.
And he's in Costa Rica, and coach picks up, and Aaron's like, yo, coach, what's up? And Robert's like, hey, how you been? And he's like, yo, just want to give you a heads up, want to keep you in the loop. Me and Bobby K. Jr., we're good to go. I'm running for vice president. Will not affect my football. I will be at every practice. I'll be at every game. Just want to give you a heads up. Your Robert Saleh, your response is
anger. It's frustration.
Oh, you're pissed at him?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But he said he's not going to miss a game.
Robert Saleh is coaching for his job this year, right? There is a lot that needs to get accomplished. Remaking an offensive line is going to be, they're going to need lots of work to get this thing offensively where they want it to be. And if you're Robert Saleh, this is a massive distraction. So, like, do I think this is happening? I'm undecided, but I tend to say no. Only because we haven't gotten any kind of reaction from the Jets. Because if Aaron Rodgers was actually doing this, the Jets would know. I mean, I don't think Aaron would just accept this because we know it's been accepted, right? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s, you know, camp said they have asked. And the VP has accepted. So if Aaron had accepted, the Jets would have to know. And there would be some kind of statement.
What do the Jets know, though? Do we even know if they know anything?
I don't know.
We don't know if they know.
Because nobody said anything.
They've been very quiet.
There's been no information about this.
But would you tell him to go kick rocks? Like, if you're Joe Douglas and A-Rod calls you up, same thing from Costa Rica.
No, you gotta do whatever Aaron wants.
So you'd be mad, but you'd have to deal with it.
100%.
Okay.
You have no... You're not making Aaron Rodgers do anything, period, right? I'm sure at some point during the season, they would have loved to say, hey, Aaron, can you stop going on Pat McAfee? Right? Can you stop being the voice of the team from afar? Because you're not even here. I'm sure they would have loved for him to stop going on, but he didn't. He did what he wanted to do.
So they would.
That's what Aaron Rodgers does.
So your understanding is the Jets would allow him.
They would not. I don't think
to
they would
run for vice president.
How could you like that?
No, not like it. They would allow it. They wouldn't tell him, dude.
There's nothing in his contract that says that he can't. As long as he fulfills the obligations of being the Jets' starting quarterback,
right?
What can they say?
So the Jets have no recourse besides just cutting him or trading him or doing something of that nature.
Why would they do that?
I agree they shouldn't do that, but I'm asking you, even if they're pissed off, there's nothing they would do about it.
Nothing that they can and would do about it, I think.
Evan, real quick. At what year do you think, we're talking 2025, 26, do you say these words, Aaron Rodgers is a mercenary piece of crap?
Oh, it's coming. It's just as we're not there yet. We're in the midst of this.
I think we're on a fast steamroll towards
it. I think you're right.
By the way,
the hill is starting to tilt downwards.
I'm not denying this will probably end badly.
4 more years.
What I'm telling you is you've got no choice but to ride it. And I said very similar things about the other mercenaries that I was in bed with. I'm not confident. I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to win the Super Bowl and he's going to get the vice presidency or one or the other. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you, and I think it makes a lot of sense, this is their best option because it's really their only option.
I need to ride Aaron Rodgers.
I meant that, and that's what they're doing. Brandon is in Staten Island. Good afternoon, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
So I think the Jets haven't been to the Super Bowl in decades. How about the first Super Bowl they win since Super Bowl III?
Yes.
The winning QB visits himself in the White House. What more of a Jets fantasy story do you need?
I mean, I've said this before, and Beningo has said this before. When a team breaks a curse, and the Jets have a curse, whether it's connected to Joe Namath or just being an inept franchise for the last 50 years, it would be the most epic way to break that curse by not only winning a Super Bowl with a guy who's also running for vice president, but the guy who's running for vice president pulls off the biggest political upset of all time and becomes an independent vice president.
Right.
So, yeah, none of it's going to happen, but, yeah, it's nice to dream. Ed is calling from Newark. What's going on, Ed?
Yo, what's up, buddy? Hey, listen, did Aaron Rodgers say anything about 9/11? I didn't really get to hear. You don't need to tell me specifically.
I'll give you the answer to this about the 9/11 conspiracy theories. The only evidence we had was that years ago on a podcast, Deshaun Kizer, who was a teammate of Aaron Rodgers, told a story that Aaron would ask him, do you believe 9/11 happened, or do you believe 9/11 was an inside job? I forget the wording of it. And then informed him, you should do your research. So he never said anything. And to my knowledge, I'll finish and I'll let you continue, Ed. I don't think he's ever been asked about it. I don't think anybody in the New York media asked him about it. So that's the only connection we have of Aaron Rodgers and September 11th being a conspiracy. Go ahead.
All right, real quick. This is kind of like not off topic. It is on topic. But I just want you guys to do something. Grab a pen. And when you get a chance, Evan, I think you'll appreciate this. It's not going to make you happy either. Look up on YouTube. Look up flight attendant sheds light on 9/11.
Ed, I don't want to do that, all right? I mean, I'll do it. I'll look it up for you.
Right.
But we're not discussing the validity of conspiracy theories. We're not going to break down, well, maybe he was right about 9/11. Maybe he was right about it. That's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, when that topic came up, it came through a hearsay discussion from Deshaun Kizer, and he was never asked about it.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, to my knowledge, has never been asked on the record, hey, what do you think about 9/11? Now, as the quarterback of my team, I'll be honest with you, while I prefer him not to think that,
right,
I don't give a rat's ass. He's the quarterback of my team. It doesn't matter to me what his crazy opinions are. But if he's running for vice president, it matters. I'm sorry. Whether you're going to vote for that ticket or not, yeah, I think I want to know what a potential president, as crazy as it may sound because he's such a dark horse, independent, it can't happen, all that, I still would want to know the opinions.
Right.
But when you're the quarterback, to me, it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, the only reason the opinions matter is because of the emotion of the fan.
Sure.
Right? The fans would obviously have a serious issue with Aaron Rodgers if he thought that about 9/11. And again, I'm not saying he does. I don't know if he does or not. It doesn't matter. But as a player, it doesn't matter. There are guys in this league that have done reprehensible things, and they're still on teams. They help teams win. They find a way to put it past them. Because ultimately, if you're on the field and you're helping a team win, People kind of forget.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. And it's ultimately what this situation is going to come down to for Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Could he be RFK Jr.'s running mate? Sure. And if it doesn't affect this team at all and they win and there's no issues, there's no drama, it's just kind of a lot of noise and distraction, but they keep winning, we won't ultimately care. Yeah. We'll actually say, this is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Right? But if they start losing, then we start killing Aaron Rodgers. We start killing the situation. We start looking poorly upon him. We get mad and get loud and visceral about Aaron Rodgers not doing the job that he's paid $50 million to do.
Yeah, and also, I think with a professional athlete, you can have any opinion you want. You have that right. I'm not saying shut up and dribble, as the old quote was, but what I am saying is I don't need to pry to find out what guys think about every issue.
No, we don't. It's not important.
It's not important. So Aaron Rodgers can have whatever opinion he wants as long as he's not a candidate. That's very, very different. If he's the quarterback of my team, as long as he's not talking about it, because then I'll have an opinion. We'll all have an opinion. And he's putting it out there. But he never put out the opinion on September 11th or the opinion on Sandy Hook. It was put out via different sources, but not him. So when I say I don't care, you're right, Tiki. I want to phrase that differently. If Aaron Rodgers came out and said to me, hey, and look, this is not about debating the conspiracy. 9/11 was an inside job. I'll tell you, as an American, as a New Yorker, it hurts. It pisses me off.
Right.
But he's not doing that. He's not actively going out telling me that.
No.
So I'm not going to go search for it because it doesn't matter.
No.
That's kind of the difference I'm looking at here.
Right.
And when you look at the way these things have come out, whether it's Deshaun Kizer on a podcast or the CNN story from yesterday, that's not Aaron Rodgers saying to Joe Rogan or saying to Pat McAfee or saying to us, hey, this is what I think about blah, blah, blah. So I think it's very different.
It is. It's extraordinarily different. And again, at the end of the day, it will all come down to are you balling or not? As crazy as that sounds.
When you're a football player, yes. But Aaron, if you want to get into this little circus known as politics, you bet your ass you're going to be asked about it, and it does matter. If you're going to be the running mate of RFK Jr., there are going to be voters who are going to want to know your opinions on everything. And then you got to say it. And then you're out there. This is why someone like Tiki Barber, who could be a great politician, probably would say, I don't want to deal with that crap. I don't want to have to. Maybe it wouldn't bother you, but do you want to have to answer a question about every freaking thing in the world?
No. Nor do politicians make enough money.
That's the real answer. Let's go to Sean in Queens. How you doing, Sean?
So, you know, Ev, I go back with you. You know, almost the 17, 18 years you've been on the fan, so I feel like I kind of know you. And Tiki, since you've been on the air, you know, you're calculated. Somebody described you yesterday as just being very deliberate and calculated, and it's changed a lot of people's opinions on you. But I'd like to say that I like to think that you two guys are some of the most even-thinking, realistic, tempered, you know, thought processes, you know, out there, whether it be media, you know, political media or the sports. So what I'm going to say, I know you're going to take with an open mind. The two biggest issues in this country today are mainstream media, for the most part, and the two-party system. Oh. And I'll tell you this. I think,
speaking
I think in my opinion.
Preach, Sean, preach.
Well, honestly, Ireland actually allowed a third-party system. Things are working a lot better. But, you know, forget that. The point is, the media hates Aaron Rodgers for a plethora of reasons.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, all he did was question the vaccines, and all of a sudden, he's this crazy conspiracy maniac.
Right. Right.
You know, he went into this light retreat, which I know people have done. That's a self-reflection moment. That's something that has zero effect on anybody's everyday life. But he was completely destroyed for it, completely called a weirdo, which I thought in 2024 we weren't allowed to do anymore. Now it's okay to attack a guy when it fits your political
agenda. Sean, in the NFL, they allow you to smoke weed, right? So why do we care about mushrooms in a dark room? I think that's kind of what you're getting at to a point. Look, but just to the vaccine, only thing that mattered with the vaccine, Sean, is that he kind of lied about it. And I know why he did, because if he hadn't, he wouldn't have been able to play. Right, the league, the NFL would not have allowed him to be around his teammates, and so that's why he kind of obscured it, and it became a lightning rod because it felt like, oh, he's lying to us. But I mean, I get
but
that.
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
I mean,
sorry, Sean.
Yeah, I apologize. I think that what you're about to witness, because I agree with a few things he said, Aaron Rodgers is not liked. And I hate saying in the media because the media isn't one thing. The media is a bunch of different things.
And like, it's social now.
Right.
And it's non-accredited members of not non-members of media.
Yeah, like when you say media, what do you mean? Because there's a lot of media out there. But here's where I can say media in one voice. You're right. No one wants a third party. Everybody just follows what they're told. Eh, it's two parties. That's it. You don't have a choice. How many times I've been told if you vote third party, you're wasting your vote?
Yeah.
You don't have the balls to pick someone? No, I actually do have the balls. I have the balls to say, I'm not accepting this crap. The reason I'm saying that, and I don't know what the hell I'm going to vote for, by the way, I'm just saying, like, I've always been open-minded, is that Aaron Rodgers is about to be attacked by everybody. That's my point to you. When you go independent, when you try to break the system, no one's broken the system. Look at me, this crap. Anyone recently has broken the system. They haven't. Right. Breaking the system is breaking the two-party system.
Right.
And if Aaron Rodgers really decides to do this, understand that the left-wing media and the right-wing media will hate him equally. He will be hated from all sides.
Right,
and they have reason to.
But they can't hate him on his policies because he doesn't have them.
Right, because we don't know, but we're about to find out.
But we will. Like, he'll have to create an agenda. Bring back the bull moose.
That's what they should call it, too, by the way.
I've always thought if there was ever going to be like a legitimate third party, they got to go old school and go bull moose. But Aaron Rodgers is hated. Now,
by the way, that's Teddy Roosevelt again.
That's right.
I've actually heard of that.
You know the story behind that one?
No.
He was president.
I feel like I'm back in high school.
He was president.
He was vice president.
He was vice president.
This is the same guy from Night at the Museum that Robin Williams
played. Yes. He was the youngest president because his the president at the time, William McKinley, died, got killed. He becomes president, becomes a two-term president. Teddy's like, I'm done with this crap. Mm-hmm.
Two-term president, elected once.
That's right. Elected, elected as vice president, but re-elected. He then says, I'm done with this crap, all right? I'm going to go to the African safari. I'm going to just have some fun. So he does it. Hand picks William Howard Taft. That's my guy. That's going to be the guy that continues my Teddy Roosevelt policies. He starts to read the newspapers. Maybe the media was out to get big, fat William Howard Taft. And he's like, I don't like what I'm seeing. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take the Republican nomination away from William Howard Taft. Imagine how difficult that is.
Right. He tried to primary.
He primaried him.
Whoa.
And he lost. Instead, Teddy said, okay. You may have won the battle. I'm going to win the war. And he ran in the third party, which allowed Woodrow Wilson to become president. With that said, thanks for that, Teddy. Mm-hmm. Woodrow sucked, and now history knows it. So I like Teddy, but he kind of screwed us, if we're being honest.
Right. And he's the same, because I know there's a lot of Roosevelts. Theodore and Teddy are the same guy, right?
They're
yes. Okay. Yes.
I thought he was about to say, is Teddy and FDR the same guy? He's going to go down there. Actually, Sal Licata thinks that. He thinks they're the same human being. Let's go to Steve in Newark. What's up, Steve?
Gentlemen.
What's up,
Evan? Dude? You're a hypocrite with this because now, God forbid, Tommy DeVito went to a Jersey Mike's one day, and that was such a distraction.
Dude,
right?
Steve, you're so right.
No.
You were so right.
Such a distraction, Steve, from the team on his day off to do a 45-minute long interview autograph session. But Jersey Mike's. But now we got a guy running for vice president. But that's okay because he's on the
job. Hold on. Let me be clear.
Love that, Steve.
But you can love it. It ain't true. Tommy DeVito, I support it. And I thought it was a mistake that the Giants sat him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was you, Tiki. So I don't know if this is real or not, or if it was a loogie opinion that he had, which I respect, was they sat him because of that stuff, which I said is ridiculous.
Right.
So I was never a believer in that. The only time I've criticized Tommy DeVito is now during the offseason being the face of the stadium series. So I won't take that criticism because it's not true. I was a DeVito supporter. I argued with you about Tommy DeVito, Teak. I was never saying that guy can't play because he went to a blimpy once. I've never argued that.
By the way,
so apologize.
You should apologize to Tommy DeVito now.
How's that?
Yes.
Because what did we learn in hindsight 3 weeks or 4 weeks after the stadium series? Thank God it was DeVito with the microphone and not Saquon Barkley.
That's a good point. That's a fair, you know what? Okay. I'll give you that.
I like. You know, and by the way, the
I
third
see
guy
how you slipped that in there.
Was Sterling Shepard, not re-signed with the Giants.
I'll give you that, but I was never anti-Tommy DeVito. Now, I don't know. You tell me. I don't know if this is a real thing or not, that his activities caused the Giants to bench him.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, we can theorize that was the issue, but I don't think so.
Okay,
I mean, he had a
whatever the Subway or the sandwich shop place. Then he was at the Hobby Lobby that night. I only know because my daughter was like, can I go? Like, you don't even know who Tommy DeVito is.
But I also think, like, there's a and you could call this desperate. That's totally fine. I admit, I'm a desperate fan. I'm also a realistic fan. And realistically, I know that sometimes you've got to do things that are less than ideal because it gives you the best chance to win.
Right.
What I would defy anyone to argue with me on, and Sean even really can't do it as much as he's tried to dig in on it, is that the best chance to win is for Aaron Rodgers to not be the quarterback, despite all of those distractions. Hmm. It's why, going back to the net days, I argued, yeah, they just have to live with the fact that Kyrie's a part-time player. Yeah, they have to live with that because this is their only option. As compared to what? So that's my argument with you. It's not defending Rodgers. It's defending the idea that the Jets have no choice to just stick with it.
But I think two things are true here. Because I agree with you. I think the Jets do have no choice. I question the win differential and all that. However, let's not deny here that we are now over a year into, and rank them however you want, every Aaron Rodgers thing that's come out about him. Jet fans can't help themselves. He can do no wrong. They will side with Aaron Rodgers and not believe if it's anything bad or side with anything good.
I want to
just because he's the quarterback.
Let me push you on this. Apparently, I'm the mascot for that. As we sit here today having an open discussion, which has turned into politics, third-party politics, which is my favorite kind of politics, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, running, some really screwed-up issues like a conspiracy around Sandy Hook. We're having all these open discussions. What am I saying in defense of Aaron Rodgers that's unreasonable?
I want to make this clear. You're the unfortunate puppet. I actually believe, Evan, you haven't been the one to do this. It's just you're representing a lot of the Jet fans that do, whether
you realize
it or not.
What are they saying that's so unreasonable? What are they saying that's unreasonable?
Evan, let's be honest. Aaron Rodgers issued this apology, okay? And we don't have to debate whether, you know, whatever happened. We know what happened in Sandy Hook. There's a good amount of us out there who don't believe a damn word of Aaron Rodgers' apology. But...
Well, it's not even an apology. It's kind of just
whatever the
statement, a clarification.
Is. However, and I know Twitter is not always a good judge of character on this, the overwhelming amount of people that will come out and go, see, look, are Jet fans because they don't want to believe. And if you really thought about it, if Aaron Rodgers was quarterback in any other team, how many of those people would be way more open to believing, you know what, this guy's full of crap because he's always full of crap. There's some kind of blinder that Jet fans turn on with Aaron Rodgers, whether you want to believe it or not, where they just can't help themselves. He's their quarterback, and they are so desperate, and I get it, for great quarterback play, that they will bury their head in the sand on a lot of the crap that Rodgers does.
I would agree that there are some people that are doing that. I don't believe I'm one of them, but there are some people doing that. Would you also agree that there are some people who can't wait to do the opposite and say,
yes.
See?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you one of them?
Yes, to an extent. Yes, to an extent.
Yes.
I don't like Aaron Rodgers personally, and... By the way, there are some other beliefs I've been with him on. This I am not.
Right.
And I just, this one, it struck a chord with me.
Right.
It's something I'm very passionate about with the San Diego
First of all, every human being with a heart or a brain is passionate.
I know.
That was a tragedy that happened in our backyard, and it's real. Like, everyone feels the same way about it.
I'm sad to say that, unfortunately, I've had this fight with people in my past.
So let's not litigate it, because we don't know where Aaron Rodgers stands on that. We only know what he said. The question that we're kind of talking about is, do you want to see Aaron Rodgers succeed at this? Whatever this endeavor is, do you want to see it happen? Sean, do you want to see him be able to quarterback the Jets and also... run for vice president of the United States as a third, as yet declared third party?
Evan's going to think my answer is because I don't want to see him succeed at the Jets. I do want to see it. I do. I do want to see it because I like chaos.
Loogie?
100,000% I want to see it.
I know you do. And you know I do.
Well, I I don't.
Okay, so let me ask you.
I don't want to see it.
Do you want to see him be the quarterback of the Jets and also run for vice president?
No, I'd rather see him just quarterback the Jets.
Or,
I've said that.
Well, is it an either or?
Are you giving me an either or?
If he left, like, what do you want to see? You want to see him do something?
I want him quarterbacking the teams. If it means doing both, it means doing both.
All right. So if you could quarterback the team, be the vice president, or both, what would you have?
Quarterback the team.
All right.
Quarterback the team.
I'm with you guys. Look, I want to see him do both.
Look, of course you do.
Right.
Look, I'm accepting if he does both, but if you're asking me in a perfect world, what would I prefer? Like, it would be Aaron Rodgers to quarterback my team.
Undistracted by nonsense, anything else that's going on off the field,
yes.
Pat McAfee, et cetera.
Because then...
just be the quarterback of the Jets.
That's right. And RFK Jr. could pick someone else to be his running mate. Like, I'll still look at the election probably very similarly. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to alter it. Like, I don't think ultimately when I make that decision, and I cherish my vote so much, I vote in primaries. I'm like a voting whore. If it was legal, I'd vote multiple times. I can't. I don't do it. Never done it. I cherish my vote. I can tell you right now, I doubt Aaron Rodgers is altering my vote. Mm-hmm. And does it make me a hypocrite, by the way, as a diehard Jet fan?
What if he blows you away, policy-wise?
Then I'll vote for him.
Okay.
Oh, as a VP, VP's very rarely effective.
Of course, but they are effective on the stump. They do nothing.
Yeah, they attack. They're attack dogs.
Right.
Basically, Aaron Rodgers' job is to attack the two old men.
It's kind of not his, personality.
He'll do it, like, kindly, almost. Very quietly.
Right.
Would it make me less... Here's a real question.
Speak softly, carry a bit stick.
That's right.
And you'll go far.
Who said that, Sean?
Tiki Barber.
Oh, jeez.
We've said his name three times.
Yeah,
already,
we've already said it.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt.
There's a theme. There's a theme.
All right, it's a Teddy Roosevelt day. If, Bullwinkle, that whole thing.
If I don't vote for the Kennedy-Rogers ticket, for whatever reason, maybe I vote for one of the major parties, maybe I go another way, okay? Does that make me less of a Jet fan? It's a great question.
No, you're more of a Jet fan by not voting for him.
Why is that?
Because you don't want him in office. You want him only quarterbacking.
Well, I'll tell you
right now.
No, hold on. You're wrong. If he wins, and obviously it would take a lot of craziness, probably mm-hmm. the election being thrown out of the House and all that kind of crap. If they win, it would only affect the AFC title game in the Super Bowl. And at that point, I'd sign for that.
Right. You're saying wouldn't it affect Rod Taylor would be just fine.
It wouldn't affect next year. You want him for 4 years.
If I'm already in the AFC title game and I've got him as vice, I think I'm probably accepting.
If I was 50-50 on my vote and I found out Kayvon Thibodeau was going to be the vice president or one of the candidates, I'm absolutely voting the other way and voting for the Giants first.
More of your calls. As a Jet fan, what do you want them to even do? Just say, Aaron, we'll wrap our legs around you and do whatever you want? Or do you actually stand up to him and say, dude, you can't do this? Toll-free number is 877-337-6666. We have an Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole update. And we had a classic moment at WFAN earlier today that we will listen to and address. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.